My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Fake Davin is back. Does his scammer Belinda share the exuberance? Listen and enjoy.
Now, on July 16th, I called Belinda, and that was an epic love fail.
Yeah, that. You know what? We've sat here, to be honest, because we didn't have a setup. In the chat, they were even saying, who is this? And I'm like, oh, it's an old call he made.
My girls don't give me ups.
I didn't even realize that was like a newer
yeah, sure.
thing that you had called.
Do I strike you as the type of person that would let it go?
Joe?
No,
but you know, it's actually what she said when we did that, because when we said, well, how old is that call? Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. And we looked at you and you're like, really? And you're like, yeah, really. Well, we didn't know that you picked it up again. We thought that was an old call. I was wondering when you were doing it, I'm like, why the hell is he reading that old call back? Who cares?
Yeah.
Not really. She thought, not realizing it was recent.
It ruins the surprise if I tell you, guess who's back this week, guys?
No,
well,
but I just want you to know why we were kind of giving you a look while you were reading it.
I enjoy the genuine reaction of everybody.
Right.
You know what? Belinda's like that. You know what? It's like Happy Days. You look forward to those episodes where Laverne and Shirley do a crossover. That's Belinda. She's got her own show now, but she's coming back.
Monday, Tuesday, scammer days. Tuesday.
Tom is disappointed with the Sickly Sue episode this week. He says, what? What was that?
Listen,
that
wasn't
even a teaser.
I don't write the shit, Tom. I just report that stuff. Now this I write.
Okay.
So this is August 15th. Belinda writes. I spoke to her July 16th, August 15th, a month later.
A month later, she writes to you.
She writes, hi, what did you call me? Why did you call me the other day? What is it you want to tell me? Or what do you want me to do for you? Or were you just saying hi? So let's look at that right there. Clearly, the message got to him. I think I got the dude again.
Yeah.
The message, because I called.
Yeah.
And it got lost in translation, as it often does.
For a month.
Yes, between the wife.
Oh, the postal service is as bad as ours.
Yeah. Then Belinda, air quotes, goes, I hope I hear from you soon. I hope I hear from you soon else. I don't know what that means. August 16th, I go, hi. I was thinking about you is all. I was hoping you were doing well. You look fantastic in your picture. How are you doing? How is Kasha and Grandma? It is nice that you said you hope to hear from me. I was not so sure.
Ah.
Well, what do you think of the reboot, kids?
I can't even believe that she's entertaining this.
Guess who's back?
Oh,
Fake
my
Davin's
God.
Back. Guess who's back?
Wow. Joe looks thoughtful again.
I'm not.
It throws the show when he does that.
Yeah, I know.
Stop breaking our show.
I'm not surprised. I thought you would get back for some reason. I thought
because you believe in love, Joe. You're just a believer.
What an old romantic.
He really
is. What a softie.
Joe is a softie. Newfound Joe.
He actually is a little bit of a softie.
That's only in the middle.
Yeah. You have to dig. You have to keep eating until you get to the creamy center.
We will. He's like Obama. He's a ring thing.
I just, you know what? No, because I know you're relentless.
I'm not going to let her off the hook.
You're
like
relentless.
Yeah.
Because when he broke up, I'm like, no. And he's like, we're done. Yeah, I think we are.
No.
And we had a talk in the car, on the phone. I don't think you're done. You know, so this doesn't surprise me. I don't think he's done.
No.
I need clips to edit in 2017. So.
And you will, hopefully.
I'm not surprised that you tried. I'm surprised that she answered.
Month later, they got. I'm no longer a priority, by the way.
No. I'm sorry, sweetie. Did I cut you off?
No.
All right. I think you are, for the simple reason you called. Everything was done.
It's a month later, Joe.
I don't care. If the call shows you that you're still interested. And you know what? If they're sitting there going, well, if he's doing enough to call, let's see what we can do. Because maybe he's vulnerable now. It sounds like you're on a rebound. If you're on a rebound, you're vulnerable.
I haven't been able to let this go, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's gone through all his socks. He's feeling lonely.
Hey, haven't I suffered enough?
Yeah.
This show, yes, you have.
You know, and if you call, they're going to go, you know what? Let's write him back, see what he's all about.
Are we happy to see Belinda back?
Yeah, I miss Belinda.
Yeah. Yeah. She's good. She's good topic.
So this is her. It says, well, everybody's fine, and thanks for the compliment, but is that all you wanted to tell me? I thought there was something more. I guess I taught wrong. She's always taught instead of thought.
Yes.
Was she Tweety Bird?
Yes.
I told a sucker. I did. I did see a tucker. Ooh, you're a bad mogul.
Flumper and Fluckatash. We got to get Flumber with dough.
Ooh, he came back.
Why Twitter and goofed stupid on it?
That was great. Such a good Sylvester. I didn't understand that last one.
I know.
Try it without the dum-dum-dum-dum.
And get a paper towel.
Stupid.
Yo, you have one.
Ha-ha. Ha-ha.
I move on. I go, there are a lot of things I want to say to you. Are there things you want to say to me? She goes, there's nothing I want to say to you. I've said all I wanted to say. What things do you want to say to me? Well, this isn't a good
And
story.
That's from her, right?
Yes, this isn't you and I arguing about shit. Yeah. This is from her to me.
So she says, what do you want to say to me?
Yeah, she's like, I got nothing to say to you. What do you want to say to me?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You got him.
I got him, babe. Yeah. I got shim. So we're not feeling the love here.
No, you got him.
I got all business, eh?
Yeah.
We don't like all business.
No. It's not that happy, delighted little giggle. Oh, it's my Devin.
If only everybody felt that way when I walked into the room.
Yeah.
Instead of scamming women and psychopaths. I go, okay, what do you want me to say? You want to hear something? Ever since you left, the words do not come easy for me. It is like I'm in a darkness.
Tom feels for you. He says, what a, the C word I don't like.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Field. Thank you, Mark Teixeira. Yeah. Trucker Tom Teixeira.
Trucker Teixeira.
I bet Tom has a better year this year than Teixeira does.
I bet he will.
She goes, why is that? And why are you telling me all these things? I don't check your notes, stupid.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.